Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my
once again. As I start things off, I just want to point out that you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 16. Wow, looking at about four phone callers so far. I want to thank you all and let you know that you are listening to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 16. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. For those who called into the 646-478-0944 phone number or blogtalkradio.com, you can go there and just click on Emax Radio. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers, only three quick disclaimers before I get to the phone lines and let you know that disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call or blame Boogie Me direct, 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to speak, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press the one key. Now, I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment before I go check out all of these phone callers. And I'll start from number 10. Number 10 is the debut of Ronnie B. More on that in just a little while because he has a speaking engagement coming up. Number 9, Live from the Garage debut. Number 8, King Mooter moving up to the 8th spot. Number 7, HJS Music moving up. Number 6, moving up, Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley, JR, on the YouTube.com, the open mic. Get into that in just a little while. Number 5, moving up, Black Odyssey, the Blessed Project DVD. Also, the videos they've done for Key Cash, Dazog, OG Disco. Number 4, moving up, Big Legs Remix, Emax and the Sheriff. More on that in just a little while. Number 3, the Litter Bugs debut. More on that in just a little while. Debut of Reliving Malcolm X. More on that later. The Tax Day Rally in March. Yes, more to come on that later on. And getting along and moving things and doing what I'm supposed to do, I will start this off this way. If you give me at least, I will say, 2.5 minutes before I go to the phone lines. Let me pull out this 8-foot step ladder for my soapbox. I want to send a rest in peace, rest in heaven, 74-year-old Robert Godwin Sr. A vigil was done for him in the community by residents so far. I'm sure his family will do a separate one, which a lot of the same people will be there. He was murdered yesterday morning. He had a Save-A-Lot bag in hand. It happened off of East 93rd, off St. Clair, towards Elliott Ave. Stevens, the Suge Knight lookalike. Reason I'm saying that, he hasn't been caught yet. He should be soon because there's a $50,000 reward out for him. Even if somebody's harboring him, I'm sure they'll turn him in. He was still is assumed white Ford Fusion, license plate temporary E363630, temporary tag E363630. If you know what Suge Knight looks like, if you don't, just Google him in your smartphone. Now, I'm not going to tell you a story. I'm still shook after Steve put the action, the murder on Facebook, because our Minister of Information sent me the link, didn't explain what I was seeing. I thought, oh, there's somebody who murdered somebody. He's just talking about it, and I didn't know what I was going to see. Now, Steve, he's claiming that his rants that he murdered over losing at the casino, girlfriend problems, I got it. Definite mental issues right there, and mental illness is real. They had CSU locked down yesterday. I'm surprised people were there on Easter Sunday. People in fear. Facebook posts begging folks to check in. People calling off work scared. I'm not going to downplay being afraid, but I see a lot of idiosyncrasy there. Okay, I saw a lot of idiots in between, because let me tell you something, people. We had a record-setting number of murders last year in Cleveland. Record-setting pace this year. And because of one incident, people are now checking on each other over one fool, one monster, animal, jackass. Maybe we should check on each other every day, because many people are being killed, robbed. I'm just done, but we need to check on people more than just when one person shows up and they make it on CNN nationwide. That's just a thought. I want to also take the time to, since we're on the subject of certain things, Charles Quentin Murphy, he passed recently, July 12, 1959, to April 12, 2017, actor, comedian, voice artist, writer. He was a sketch writer and cast member on Comedy Central's Dave Chappelle Show. Eddie Murphy's big brother. He produced a group by the name of the Canine Posse in 1988. Cause of death, leukemia. One of his better tracks from Canine Posse, would have to be This Beat Is Military. You should definitely look it up. And also, prayers go out to the gospel artist Donis Better Off, whose father passed recently as well. So with that being said, I've taken up a lot of time. Let's go see some of the people who are on the phone line. I'm going to 216-804, 216-804. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
That's
sitting
good.
Here.
What's on you?
Oh, there's so many things. The weather is beautiful. And makes you feel wonderful and so and thankful and very grateful. And thank you for all of your support. And may God richly bless you, sir.
I'm into that. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. And if you continue to listen to the show, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Thank you. And you know,
okay,
I'm very. You're welcome. And you know, I have a couple of other phone callers I'll get to, like the 216-820, 216-209, 216-798, 216-703. I want to just take a personal time to at least just say that I thank everybody for at least wanting to be and stay visible with what's going on in the world today. I have a lot of announcements to throw out there at people because a lot of people complain and say, I don't tell people what's going on. And, yeah, we do have problems because a lot of times you don't get a chance to tell people what's happening and out there. You need to be more connected. So I will let people know that this coming Thursday, April the 20th, 2017, 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Friendly End Settlement, which is on 2386 Unwin Road, UNWIN Road, Cleveland, Ohio 44107. The Woman to Woman Safety Forum. If you need more details, you can call Twan Billings at 216-240-0135. Line Dance King Robert Johnson will be there. It's sponsored by Ward 5 Councilwoman Phyllis Cleveland. Panelists: Judge Sinnenberg, Judge Lauren Moore, Judge Anita Lassiter Mays, Rhonda Crowder from the Call and Post will be there as well. Here's something that's going on. You can always look forward to just because it's like the fun part of everything, and that is that this coming week, Saturday, April the 22nd, 2017, 12:30 p.m., the Great Cleveland Cleanup. They're also cleaning up in East Cleveland as well, the litter bugs. Join us as we work to eliminate all the litter in Cleveland. April 22nd, Earth Day. Gotcha. 25 meetup locations, making it easier than ever to participate. That means we get together, we clean up trash. That's it. Make your area look better. Sponsorship and partnering opportunities are available. To register or learn more, you can email thebug@litterbugs.org, meaning the bug at litter, at thelitterbugs.org, or you can go to www.thelitterbugs.org, the litter bugs. I have to throw that Z in there. Correct spelling. Please don't do it to yourself. You'll get yourself all off track. So I wanted to let you know that. And while I'm right here, I want to definitely put out real quick and easy. Since y'all say, again, I don't give out enough good information. Speak Up Poetry Slam organization presents Reliving Malcolm X. The keynote speaker, author, educator, daughter of Malcolm X, Ilyasha Shabazz. This will happen April the 19th, this coming Wednesday. Doors open at around 6 p.m. The program starts at 7. Co-sponsors, the Black Student Elites. Speak Up Poetry, definitely. Modern Interpretation of the Arts. You can contact Kel Ladson at 216-798-6134. It is free, so you have no excuse not to be at Cleveland State University. Student Center Auditorium, 2121 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. You will see the new Black Panther Party. You will see Black Nationalists. You'll see Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., with flags representing. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the next person on this great phone line, 216-820, 216-820. I hope you're not complaining that I'm not giving out any information. I'm doing the best that I can.
Oh, man, you're doing an awesome job. You know what I'm saying? So don't even trip it all that. And for those of you who don't know who this is Endo Dub from Black House Sound. Just to let everybody know that, man, in 1 week from Friday, April the 28th, 2017, Black House Sound presents Open Mic Night inside the Rockefeller Point Building, 2490 Lee Boulevard. That's on the corner of Lee and Mayfield, right across the street from the new Family Dollar. So, do not be afraid to come out there and showcase your talents. You can be mean, but keep it clean. You know what I mean? There will be no disrespecting, no comedy acts allowed there. There will not be no speeches given. There will be no profanity or degrading women. But if you got clean music, especially radio edits, please bring them out, because guess what? You may never know what you may run into. You may never know what happened, and you may not never know what special like that I happened for you. Because I tell you like this here, you know what I mean? A couple Fridays ago, an individual ended up with some loot in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? That was the first thing. That individual will remain nameless. That's why I'm not giving out too much information, unless people come out and let it be known that, hey, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. You know what I'm saying? We showcase the real talents to you. So, and then this past Friday, it was a special occasion for Sister Timone Cade, who turned 18. She also blessed us with a melody, as well was presented with the birthday cake by Mr. Powers, the host. That was an awesome shocker, you know what I mean? And that's why I really admire Mr. Powers for what he do. And I really thank the founder. I want to really, really thank the founder of Black House Sound, Joe Legacy, Motley Jr. That man has really put that man in a position to where he go ahead and express everything that he feels that he needs to. And in fact, I will express something, and not to take up anyone's time. You know what I'm saying?
No problem.
I just want to say to the individual that turned people Easter Sunday into the 4th of July. That individual, look, I'm going to tell you like this here, man, okay? No disrespect, but what you doing, you know what I mean? You got a real death wish, and I tell you right now, you know what I'm saying? Only thing I can say to you, bruh, is God have mercy on your soul, because, you know what I mean? Because what I saw you do on Facebook Live and so forth, it just completely disgusts me, and I will never, ever, ever forgive an individual like you, even though I'm supposed to, but you know, you don't just do any old body like that. I just don't appreciate it. So overall, so back to what I was saying before, back to the business aspect of things, I just want to let everyone know that, hey, this open mic night is a good place to be. You know, we ain't got no, you know what I'm saying? We ain't just got entertainment for you. We got refreshments for you. You know what I'm saying? From the hot dog to the chips, to the pop, to the water. Because this past Friday, man, I saw so much good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I seen Endo perform. You know what I mean? I saw, you know what I'm saying? You know, Endo, he always do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Joe Legacy was doing his thing. Tish Sheriff was doing his thing. And, of course, Dorian Bryant from Shaw High School was also doing his thing. You know what I mean? So it's a lot. So it was a lot of really good stuff. And, of course, we had that lyrical beast, LB, doing this thing always and always blessing the mic with those powerful lyrics. So, with that being said, I'm not going to take too much of everyone's time. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure everybody got something else to say. So, once again, shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy. Don't forget, April the 28th. That's next Friday, everyone. April 28th, 2017. Black House Sound Open Mic Night inside the Rockefeller Point Building, 2490 Lee Boulevard. Be there or be square to Thomas from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Don't be late, and please be there. One.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you, brother.
Yes, indeed.
Black House Sound makes real feeling music. As a matter of fact, before I go to the next phone caller, or phone callers, the 216-209-216-798-216-703, I should say that voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Mondays, Cleveland Standard Time, the main event featuring Brother Larry, Most Electrifying, myself. And then on voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Tuesday, Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. And then at 6 p.m., it's Flowmasters. The reason I mentioned Flowmasters is that Suave Gotti, well, he came to the open mic on Friday. Guess he was impressed with everything, because all he had to do was stop and grab a couple of hot dogs. Oh, yeah, so shout out to the band. He had a band there playing three songs? Not one, not two, but three songs. So it was an awesome night. But anyway, Flowmasters, tomorrow, 6 p.m., and their guest will be a group by the name of Black House Sounds. I'm just saying. And I also want to take the time, since I'm, before I go to the next phone call at 216-209, this only be about a good minute and a half for this 6-foot step ladder for this particular soapbox, only because I was there. So, you know, I've been at an anti-Wahoo, Chief Wahoo rally when indigenous people, Native American, were there. I've been at a Palestinian protests, at least two. It was 1,000 the first time on a Friday, and then 3 days later it was 1,300. And there were a lot of people who were there at both, so that was nice. Now, last Friday, I got to give a shout-out to my partner in all of this, Don Bryant, Susan Schnur, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor. There were a lot of young people there as well as Man in the Street was there. Federal Building, Stop Bombing Syria rally. I was asked to speak. I just chose not to. I did agree with why we were there. Stop bombing Syria. I got that. Couldn't even prove everything. We got a warmonger president. I got you. But unlike the Native Americans and the Palestinian protests who showed up, not a Syrian showed up. And my feeling is, how the hell can I answer a critic who comes up and asks, why aren't they out there? Yeah, thought so. Look, people, slavery was damn wrong. But there's three reasons it ended. Then I try to give you a broad spectrum just to think about a little thing or not. Number one, slavery ended because the creator. It was time. The creator was like, no, this is wrong. It's going against all types of principles from the Torah, the Quran, biblical principle. Okay, it was wrong. Number two, black people wanted to be free. All right, and at that time, a lot of people in majority, out of that majority, you had quite a few white people who helped and recognized it being free. Now, if number two didn't happen, that means black people wanting to be free, if we hadn't wanted our freedom, fought for it, ran for it, and all of that, then the creator wouldn't have even been able to step in at that time. And then let's say Caucasians come along and say, hey, we want to help you be free. They wouldn't have been able to help because we would have said, nah, beat it, white folks. We're happy where we are. And if the other man beating us, it's cool. We're staying. I'm just saying. So when it comes to that, there are certain times. Don't expect me to be able to get out there and speak on different things if certain people can't speak for themselves at the time. Now, I'm going to the 216-209 phone line. I really hope this is not an angry Syrian refugee, because if you are, I'm going to ask you where the hell were you on Friday. Anyway, 216-209, how are you doing out there?
I'm great, Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. This is definitely not
cool. What's
one
going
of those Syrian guys. Oh, man, everything.
You.
I want to reiterate on what you were just speaking on, because it's a significant thing that I want to add into it that helped that freedom passage. There was 799 integrated Ohioans right before the Civil War who helped fund, who helped even also what maps and routes for the Underground Railroad for safe passages for blacks as well. These integrated blacks were in the communities where they own a lot of things throughout Ohio, from farmland to businesses, and they were in plenty of exchanges with white counterparts who thought slavery was wrong as well. So that's one of the big passages to freedom that's a hidden story. Nobody really talks about it, but I came across it and found it, and this is a platform where I'm proud to say I can put that out there without being muted. So
right.
Shout out to the 799 Ohioans who helped get a lot of other blacks to freedom. I don't want to get too far off subject, but I want to thank the creator because I am here to able to speak on this program tonight. And I have to thank him when he's good, not just when he's bad. With that being said, I want to shout out to everybody who's doing something positive in the city, such as yourself, Black House Sounds, all the people I've just recently worked with on doing videos, Cyrus Black, a.k.a. Lewis Mack, Honesty Blade, a.k.a. Paris Dillard, Key Cash, Native, Dizog, all those guys they're doing their art, and that's something positive. And, and when you go through life without having an outlet, without talking to someone, these such things happen. This man probably, who knows, did not talk to no one and probably lived life as one of those individuals coming up in the day, men don't cry, men don't. Man, look, you got to talk to somebody. So I don't want to get too far off the point. Why I called, but this is an issue that's happening in my city, and I wasn't too far from when all this stuff started taking place and talking about it, I wasn't too far from it. So, I have to address it. I really have to. So I hope the children are watching and seeing how valuable family is and how stupid nonsense can put you into a lifetime of trouble. And, and you will never find your way out of those. So my prayers go out to all the families that's dealing with this loss. With that being said, Black Odyssey is working on getting copies and for a release party for the Blessed Living Project, which is a DVD of music videos. And we will have a bonus DVD in there as well as for all the Black Odyssey film projects. Yes, we are working on clean music for the radio. So our first single that will hit the radio on the clean side will be Stolen Dreams. I want to say that and make that announcement tonight because
beautiful.
Stolen Dreams was one of our fastest videos to hit 1,000. Got a lot of reactions outside of our first couple hits, and it's dealing with a lot of things that's going on today. So we sat down and had a meeting and decided to go with Stolen Dreams as our first radio hit single. So I hope everybody will gravitate back around that once again once we get it. And for all those who want to hear, see visuals, and just be a part of the Black Odyssey team, you could just go to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, any one of those major outlets. Type in BLAQODESSY. That's Black Odyssey. And if you want to inquire about work for filming or any other things, features, anything, just hit us up on the email, Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY @gmail.com.
Man, I appreciate that. Definitely hold a line. I'm sure we'll be able to get something on for you.
I sure will.
All right. We appreciate you. And before I do anything else, as I look at how the numbers have been coming through, the 216703, 216406, 216798, and I just want to do two things, make a couple of quick announcements if I can, and let people know that the first thing is just to say thank you, because last Wednesday it was a successful. It was a success. The local SEIU 1199, which was held at the Black-on-Black Crime, Black Man's Army headquarters. Yeah, you had barbecue, Kim Snyder, the Hug Lady, Man in the Streets, BBCI, Black Man's Army. I want to thank everybody for the chips, cookies, water, pop, Suave Gotti, Gail Sparks, who's running for Ward 4 City Council. Like I said, SEIU members such as Vanessa, Mike, Samara, and numerous members. And a thank you as well as our headquarters was shown. They showed a Man Among Men DVD, Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy, the Sheriff Kilroy Black Man's Army soundtrack, as well as Cleveland's Conscious Rap Volume 2. So that was a blessing. I want to also let people know that this coming Monday, April the 24th, 2017, it's the Royal Party for our Young Kings and Queens. Yep, the Young Queens and Kings, and that will be at the New Salvation Army at 1507 Doane Avenue, 5 to 7 p.m. Salvation Army, they will be giving up major hookups, definitely bags, hygiene products, other stuff, DVDs, films, definitely in part because of the Ward 3 Councilman, Ernest L. Smith, of Also Oppressed People's Nation, and that's this coming week. I'm very thankful, very proud for some of the things that he's been doing, and it says a lot when you get people out there who at least care enough about the community to get out there and do something about it. I should let people know that even though a majority of our members, where they'll be on Wednesday, the 6 o'clock action has been canceled, but following Wednesday at 6 p.m., that's when you have the Black Man Army meetings at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. This coming Wednesday, though, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, 7:15 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on Kipling Avenue, 15415 off Ivanhoe between East 152nd St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue, 44110. You know, that's where we're located. So with that being said, let's go and see what is going and happening with this 216703. 216703, how you doing out there?
Black House Sound, how's it going?
Doing wonderful, brother. Yes, sir. Right. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is Joe Legacy from Black House Sound, the founder. I'm just calling in the host of the, our open mic. Then gave everybody the information. We do need people to come out on the 28th of this month and do their thing. We did have a band there. Hopefully that band will be back. And it's quite a few other people coming in, playing their instruments and stuff like that.
Nice.
So it's a great atmosphere to come to. It's up in Cleveland Heights. Today I'm kind of still sicking up from yesterday, not to harbor over, hate, but I'm devastated. I just want to pay my respect to the family that lost their dad, granddad, or whatever, the 74-year-old. From what I saw, like my partner said earlier, that was like Grand Theft Auto, not to say it in a way, but I just want people to...
But you're right.
How graphic it was, because it was like that. And I also peeped that the guy that did what he did was stuck in this emotion. So if people listening right now, on a daily basis, as just being human beings, we need to check our emotions. If something not going the way that you don't want it to go, or somebody left you and this and that, you don't have the right to go kill people. It don't make sense. So, once again, come out, support us on the 28th of this month at the open mic, and that will be at the Rockefeller Building, 2490 Lee, Cleveland Heights. As Carl say, right across the street from the New Family Dollar. And also, if you getting on the bus, the 40 go that way. The 9X go that way. And if I'm not mistaken, the 7X,
yes,
right before you get to that intersection, it turns, but it also go that way as well. So, once again, we will be on Swab Station tomorrow, radio station. So, we'll talk more about this.
Okay.
It's all always a great, you know, it's always a great thing to be on this station that I'm on, because this station was one of the only stations that gave Black House Sound a voice when a lot of promoters, producers didn't want to see Black House Sound succeed. So I'm always representing this station from the bottom of my heart, and it always represents Black House Sound. For Black Odyssey and everyone that called in and everyone that's about to call in, God bless you all. We all should think positive, because there's enough negativity out there for a lifetime, so we need to start doing the best that we can. I know the words sound good, but we need to put action behind it, and we doing that when we do the open mic. We put action behind some of the songs and the things that, you know, the material that we made. So if y'all want to put some action behind y'all, why don't y'all come and check us out and help out with the youth? Other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Peace, love, and blessings to everyone. Motley, I'm out.
Peace, love, and blessings. And before I go to that 216-406 and the 216-798 and others out there, like I tell anybody, if I come to you and you can't speak, please don't hang up. Just be quiet, and you can go back on hold. But when I do come to you, whether you plan on speaking or not, please speak, because you never know what you might say that might help somebody else. And I just appreciate the people who call in. That's the importance, and I appreciate you all using that 646-478-0944 phone number. So before I get to the next couple of phone callers, I'm thankful, because this is like one of those recaps and a future announcement of something that's going on. Wow, is Thursday going to be busy? Because the East Cleveland judge was at least given clearance, which was beautiful. East Cleveland Municipal Court judge has been told they should decide whether the Cleveland police, we will say supervisors, who were charged definitely with the deadly 2012 chase, that they could definitely be tried in that city's court or in Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court. Now, that's what the Ohio Supreme Court decided. Last week, the Supreme Court basically said that definitely East Cleveland Municipal Court Judge William Dawson, okay, for those who say, is that? Yeah, it's Wayne Dawson's brother for the news, but he really doesn't have anything to do with this story. But who does is the East Cleveland Municipal Court Judge William Dawson, that he definitely has the right to at least, you know, make that decision. He has the jurisdiction. Why? Well, I guess it's kind of because the five supervisors who were definitely involved, such as, we will say, Sergeant Edens, Sergeant Daly, Sergeant Donegan, Sergeant Coleman, Lieutenant Paul Wilson, they just said, hey, let's take a look. These main folks, they should be tried by a judge if he wants to, or if he wants to pass it off. But the main thing is, it's very deep. It's deep because at least the police union said, no, they shouldn't have that right. But it happened in East Cleveland, 137 shots from the 13 police officers, and the reason the supervisors are being held is because they said they lost control of the situation, didn't try hard enough. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is to just let people know that this coming Thursday, 4:20 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, this Thursday, 4:20 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, will be a press conference, as several groups just thank the Ohio Supreme Court for letting East Cleveland decide their own fate, so to speak. And that will happen at the East Cleveland Public Library. Then at 4:30 p.m., it's the Democratic Ward Club meeting. So I'm just letting you know what's going on. I'm about to go to this person who was rated very patiently, 216-406. And I really am hoping that this is not a Cleveland police officer who's about to chew my head off for being glad that East Cleveland can handle that case. 216-406, you're on live. How are you?
Why do you always say something crazy before I get on this phone?
I'm
laughing and I can't talk. I'm blessed. I'm personally blessed to be able to breathe and see and talk and walk. I'm good. I'm good. Just not feeling real enthusiastic about what's going on in my city. It's like we're in a state of mourning because Mr. Godwin has unofficially or officially became everybody's father and grandfather in this city.
Yeah.
And for him to have been, for that to have happened, it just breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart. And to see and hear so many different opinions about, well, this happened and that happened. CDC, this, that, then people, you know, continuing, media continuing to post the actual event. It's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. I'm telling people, if you don't know what you're talking about, shut up. You know, I was at the gas station last night because I just needed to get out and breathe. I felt like I was, you know, suffocating. And
right.
Spoke with the people in the gas station. Well, I heard this, and they were teasing me. I said, well, you there? No. I said, who told you? Well, somebody. I said, were they there? I don't see.
Right.
Well, shut up then. Just shut up, because this is what's hindering the police from being able to do their job, because so many people is just being all parents, you know, just repeating anything that they hear. And that's harmful. It's really, really harmful. And the family deserves more respect. They deserve to have closure in this case. Not that closure will ever happen, because you're going to always think about your loved one. You know, you're going to always think about your loved one. But I'm looking at their courage, Brother Al, and their love of God, and how soon they were able to forgive this person, you know, who did this to their family. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. I would hope that I could do that, but I just don't know. I just don't know.
Same here. And that's true. That's true.
I just don't know. So I'm praying for this city. I'm praying for this city. We've got to do better. We've got to do better. I don't have the answers. I can't even fathom what was going on in this man's head. I know everybody's talking about mental illness, evilness, and my personal opinion is mental illness is a sin of the devil, is evilness. That's just the way I feel. You know, anything that can control the mind and then control a person's behavior like that, that's, again, you know, it's evilness. It's evilness to be able to be one person one second and another the next, you know, those that are bipolar or schizophrenic. I'm just truly believe, and I'm a psychotherapist. I work with the mentally ill every single day, you know.
Okay.
And I can't tell them that, and I hope none of them are listening, but I can't tell them that what I truly, truly believe. And what they don't know is, as I'm giving them book knowledge, I'm in the background praying. I'm praying. You know, I'm interceding on their behalf because I know what the real problem is. I know who the real problem is. And I know that there's only one person who can do anything about it. And that's our Creator. That's our Creator.
Oh,
so I'm in a field that I'm torn. Well, no, I'm not torn, because I'm going to still pray. I don't care what nobody says. You know, I'm not.
I hear you.
Just fire me, you know. So I'm just, this city is in a state of mourning. And I have to remind everybody, tomorrow is tax day. Get those taxes in. Get those taxes in.
Appreciate you. What I do is I try to forward your message. That way, maybe our current president will show his finally. Anyway. What info would you like to leave for yourself
maybe
as well?
If we found out then maybe he might get the message.
And that is true.
He probably won't.
Keep him alive.
She's not one of us. Not at all.
Got you.
She's a different animal.
True. So what information should people know about you right now?
Right now? Oh, my goodness. I am starting a book signing tour this weekend. Friday night from 6 to 8, I will be at the Stars of Imagination at 3500 Payne Avenue. I'm the owner is Diane Lunston. She's a world-renowned fashion designer. Her clothes are in stores all over the country, in Cleveland and the country. And she will also be offering discounts on anyone who buys my book. And the title of my book is DNR, Do Not Resuscitate, Things That I Refuse to Hold On To Again. Everything that's not useful to me, I'm killing it, and I'm not breathing not one more breath into it. It's got to go. And also I'll have available my first solo book, Oh, How He Loves Me, Reflections of God's Love for Me and for You. And that book talks about me. It's basically a biography of all the things that I've gone through, how I let the enemy take control of my mind, body, spirit, and soul. And however, no matter what I went through, God still loved me, and that's why I'm still here today. He's got something for me to do. Even when I tried to commit suicide, he wouldn't let me go because he had a plan for me. So I will have both of those books on hand, and I will be giving out the information for the other three number one international best-selling books that I've co-authored. And then on Saturday, we'll be at Nighttown. We will be doing a business boot camp. And it's not just for women, it's for men and women learning how to tune up and hone in on their business savviness. I guess I can say that. Learning how to start a business, learning how to keep a business going, learning how what to do on opening day of your business, how to network, how to interact with other people in order to stay on top of your game. And then on Sunday, I'll be doing another book signing in South Newport. So I'm busy this weekend. I like on my radio show. I am a superwoman radio. We air Friday and Sunday, 9 o'clock p.m. I think I'll be airing from Diane's shop, Styles of Imagination, on this Friday. Sunday is gospel music. So everybody is invited to listen to I Am a Superwoman Radio on Spreaker.com. Just Google me. Go to you can go to YouTube, iTunes, Spreaker, Facebook. You can find me all over the place.
We appreciate you very much, and thanks as well. And I'll have to get you some more Black House Sounds music just because. So I appreciate the support that we've received from you.
I appreciate the support that you give me. Thank you so very, very much. And God bless us all.
All right. I'm into that. And definitely please hold a line. We might have something else that you might like.
I'm sure you will.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I should also add before I go to the 216-798 phone number that it looks like April the 29th, 7 to 10 p.m., video shoot at 15415 Kipling Avenue for the song that Emax and I had a chance to do. It's a blessing because I'm going to definitely invite Black House Sounds. You might see me with a tie on. It's just one of those particular tracks where we did mention Cleveland Curve Appeal. Rock Your Curves, I believe Vanessa's Fashions will be there, Lady Sarge, and a lot of others as well have to do that particular one. And also, we will probably have a Man Among Men DVD playing and a few other things just from the group that I've worked with. Why? Because It's a beautiful thing. It'll be at 15 Kipling Avenue, right off of Ivanhoe. It's also an open house, so if people want to use our headquarters for events, meetings, what have you, they can get some idea. As a matter of fact, we were blessed to add in a new light system and everything like that, which will be debuted that evening. And before I go to the 216-798, I do want to let people know that I am just thankful for those who take the time to listen and to call in. And should you choose, there's always one of those should you choose announcements thrown in. You can catch Start McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, or maybe Tomahawk Radio, which is Mondays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, both are on WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And with that being said, let's see what's going on with 216-798. You've been so patient, and I can appreciate it. 216-798, what's on your mind?
Mr. Ford, how are you doing? This is Carol Latson.
Oh, man. Let me say something. I appreciate the Speak Up Poetry, which has been recently named Dr. Williams Speak Up Poetry, the open mic and the poetry slam that happens once a month. It's just been my honor at Black Studies to see the young people doing something. So with that being said, what's on your mind, brother? What's coming up, man?
So April 19th at Cleveland State University, we will be having our event, Reliving Malcolm X and his daughter, his third-born daughter, Eliasa Shabazz, will be our keynote speaker. She will be there to talk about the myths of her father, the things that we don't often talk about when it pertains to her father, and she will also talk about the importance of keeping his legacy intact, his importance on the Black community and the Black liberation struggle, and she will tackle the importance of Black youth and the importance of the Black family unit, as Malcolm would want, for the Black liberation struggle. So this event is very important for our culture. It's very important for our community. It's a unity event. I understand a lot of people from our community to be in there. The event is free. It is at Cleveland State University. The event will start at 7:30. You will have a brother of mine of the All-African Revolutionary Party, Brother Zizway, and he will be talking about Brother Malcolm and Pan-Africanism, because Pan-Africanism is often something you don't hear in the same sentence when mentioning of Malcolm X. And we have Brother Abdul Kahar of the People's New Black Panther Party. He will be there talking about the Malcolm X and his trips overseas to the motherland to try to unify our brothers and sisters over there on the continent. But this event is very important because Malcolm X is a leader that we mention every now and then, but we don't always mention his name or his legacy in his true light. And when we don't protect our leaders of the past, you know, eventually they end up in the hands of our oppressors, and they end up in the hands of people who don't look like us, and their messages and their legacies start to get and being told in a narration that fits a different agenda that has nothing to do with the Black agenda. So that is the importance of this event. Who better yet to speak about this man than his own daughter, Eliasa Shabazz, who also wrote 3 books, and she will have them available for purchase. And she has 3 books. She has a memoir, Growing Up X, where she talks about what it's like as a teenager growing up in a Malcolm X household. And she also talks about just the not the burden, but just the weight that she carries of being known as Malcolm's daughter and also Dr. Betty Shabazz's daughter, and what she does on a day-to-day basis now to carry on the legacy of both her father and mother. She has a children's book for younger kids. It's called Malcolm Little, a Boy Who Became Malcolm X, and it pretty much talks about Malcolm in his little younger years, formative years, And it's a book that was created for younger black youth to see images of themselves. You know, and I say all the time, you know, there are plenty of Malcolm X's right now on the street who are just waiting for that right guidance so they can become the Malcolm X or the El Hajj, Malik al-Shabazz. You know, so that's the importance of that book. And her latest book is called X, a novel, and it talks about Malcolm in his teenage years. And, you know, she does a really good job at dispelling a lot of myths that have always been put out about Malcolm. So this event, once again, is free. It's at Cleveland State University, and it's in the Student Center atrium or auditorium, but you can't miss it. As soon as you walk in, you'll see everything all decked out, speaker poetry organization, Black Studies Elite, to Modern Interpretation of Art. We are the collaborative organizers. And once again, you know, the doors open at 6. Be there. You want to get you a seat. And it's a unity event.
Oh,
I'm expecting to see all black and brown faces out in the crowd. And Ms. Shabazz is really looking forward to seeing all of Cleveland out there as well. So, Cleveland, you know, if you're listening out there, come to this event. You know, there's no excuse. We always talk about how we want to get something to unify the people. And I really do think that this event right here is something that can bring everybody together under one cause. So, you know, Reliving Malcolm X is this Wednesday, 7:30, when we'll be featuring the third born daughter of Malcolm X, Ilyasa Shabazz.
Man, I appreciate this. And I tell you what, maybe a week from now, I'll give you and make sure you're reminded, because there is at least one particular poetry piece that I'm going to ask you to do by next week that really makes people think, man, it's that N-word.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one that people put up there, the poetry thing, and you're like, man, I got to retire this because y'all don't want to hear anything else I'm doing. So I just want to let you know in advance, but we do appreciate the tremendous undertaking of continuing on the poetry event that happens at Cleveland State University once a month throughout the school season and semester. So we just want to say we appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you this coming Wednesday, 6 p.m. And thanks again.
Thank you, Al Porter. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. This is a great radio show, and I think this is something that can really bring the people in and actually get the word out there on the streets so people can know what's going on. You know, it's up to us to be our own media outlets. You know, after what happened yesterday, you know, you can't really rely on local or mainstream media. So this is it. You know, there's plenty of black outlets out there that we have to start relying on to get the word out about what's going on in our community. So I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to put this event out there, and for giving Speak Up Poetry Organization the opportunity to get their voices and the students at Cleveland State voices out there as well.
Thank you, sir. And just hold on for just a few moments, please. And I thank you so much. And as I say that, you know something? This next thing that I play, it goes along with everything that we heard. So I'm going to just go on and play it. It's one of my personal favorite songs by artist from that CCR2 by the name of Joseph Motley Jr. I ain't listen. You talk about Africa and all that kind of stuff after it plays through. I have a couple of quick announcements for you. Like I say, this one right here, it just kind of summed up everything you just heard.
And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now, some people might say, yeah, if you was doing the right thing, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's Cleveland Conscious Rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put their weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey,
We return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this irony? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Coming through the winter, yeah. We talk against each other, close set up. Hold the shackles in the chains, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. About the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over.
Take over the pyramids in Egypt for newer order.
If they ain't stop slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Black said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work or jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya. I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner. And when Africa's come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you left a homie.
I ain't listen.
No matter what they say, they never hurt me. Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can't open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This to my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you'd rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's eternity. Not today. Yo, they can never hurt me. My ancestors.
That isn't some message music. As a matter of fact, this coming Sunday, 11:30 a.m., Mr. Ronnie B., special guest speaker at Community AME Church, Twinsburg, Ohio. That's Twinsburg, Ohio, 11:30 a.m., 2017 Stanford Street, 44087 is the area code. I had to put that out there so people would know about what's going on with that. And then on top of that, also that evening, it's the second annual DJ Cypher, DJ Tech Wrecker, Mix Sounds, a.k.a. formerly Jay Fresh, the DJ who started none other than, Home Jams. They put out something, DJ Cypher, April 23rd, and that will be 7 p.m., $5 cover at, if I'm not mistaken, that's on West 117th Street, Cleveland, Ohio. That's West 117th Street, 3349. Definitely where Friends are. That's basically H2O's Lounge. That's 3349 West 117th Street, 44111. That's the second annual with Tech and Fresh Entertainment. There's always something nice to go to and make sure you're talking about getting your material to DJs. One of those things that I live for. That's the way to go, because if DJs don't know what you have, I'm just saying, those are just some of those things that I'm thinking about that's on my mind. I want to definitely say I appreciate everyone who took the time to call in. Also, I can throw out there the benefit gospel comedy concert Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 10932 St. Clair. $5 for adults, $3 for children 12 and under. One of our black-on-black crowd members beforehand, Cheryl Wagner. It's always nice. I always do something to donate to that anyway. So I know that they'll have Simply, Sister Bonita, Better Off, Good Vibes Only. Sister Cheryl Wagner, 216-254-9050 for more info. God's One Truth is sponsoring it. I have to see what I can do. They're probably throwing something from Sheriff Kilroy. Why not? And with that being said, I just want to thank everybody for listening. Please tune in tomorrow, voiceitradio.com. We already know at 5 p.m. I may have my particular program on with the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. But at 6 p.m., Flow Masters, guest of Suave Gotti, Eric Wilson, will be none other than Black House Sounds, the unit, the label. You could definitely hear more from Endo, Joseph Motley Jr., and then myself. I probably won't have much to say. It's all about the group. And when you look at the group, those guys have made some major moves themselves, and I'm just proud and thankful to be a part of that. That's all I can say right now. Man to Man is coming up this coming Thursday evening. We say around 6 to 9 p.m. Definitely Black on Black Crime Inc. sponsored, where you have all types of youth coming in, and we do our best for mentorship. Feel free to come through to 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe, where you do the best you can, you mentor, and then you do what you can to add in guides that can help the youth go ahead and find jobs and other things. Look, I want to say I thank you all for tuning in. Look forward to talking to you all. Stay prayed up. Let's support each other at different things. Thank you. Peace.